Hello, and welcome to the Balancing Your Power, New Hermetics audio program. In this program, you will be guided through a series of experiences to prepare you for the ups and downs that life will bring you. You have now experienced all of the essential patterns of the New Hermetics, and this program is a benediction and a final conditioning to prepare you for the road ahead. Because this program contains powerful relaxation suggestions, you must not listen to it while in a moving automobile or while engaged in any activity that requires your full concentration. If at any time while you are listening to this tape, a situation occurs that requires your full attention, you will return immediately to normal conscious awareness and be able to handle the situation calmly, alertly, and appropriately. Now, please find a quiet place where you'll be able to sit or lie down undisturbed for the next half hour or so. Once you are in a totally comfortable and relaxing space, I would like you to just allow yourself to simply begin relaxing, making sure your head is comfortable, supported, and allowing your eyes to close, and letting yourself adjust into a soothing and totally comfortable position. And now that you're in a relaxing position that you can maintain for a little while, I'd like you to take a deep breath in with me. And let it out. And a deep breath in. And out. And in. And out. And in. And out, and continue breathing slowly and deeply, and allow yourself to become more and more deeply relaxed with each breath that you take. And as you continue to breathe slowly and fully at your own pace, please press your fingers together using your meditation anchor to allow yourself to enter into the fully relaxed and focused altered state. And you can become aware of your body as it is relaxing, and your mind is moving inward, and you are moving towards the perfect state of focus and awareness. And you can move your consciousness through your body, noticing each part becoming more and more tranquil as you start with your feet, and feel them becoming more and more deeply relaxed, and your calves, and your thighs, and your genitals and your buttocks are becoming more relaxed, and your back and your stomach, and your chest is becoming more relaxed, and your shoulders, and your arms and hands, and your neck, and your face, and your whole head is becoming perfectly relaxed as you are moving into your perfect altered state. And now you can begin to imagine a door in front of you. It is the doorway to your inner temple. And you may now open this door and step through into your inner temple, moving to the center of the room. Your inner temple is an empty square room with colored walls, yellow in the east in front of you, red to your right in the south, black to your left in the north, and blue behind you in the west. Above you is a starry sky. And directly above your head is a brightly shining globe of pure white radiance. And I would like you to look up at that shining globe of white radiance above your head and experience the radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder. And it sends a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart. And it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And now look to the yellow air wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, imagining that the wall is glowing more brightly and distinctly, and say, knowledge. And look to the red fire wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, will. And look to the blue water wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, daring. And look to the black earth wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, silence. And again, face the yellow wall of your inner temple, extending your imaginary arms in the form of a cross, saying, before me, intelligence. Behind me, understanding. To my right, creation. To my left, manifestation. Seeing your four elemental guardians appearing in their proper places. And allow them to fade from view, knowing that they are still protecting and empowering you. And I would like you to look up once again at that shining globe of white radiance above your head and experience the radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet, and another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, growing and glowing brightly in your heart, becoming more and more bright, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And I would like you to connect more fully with cosmic consciousness now. So look up once again at that shining globe of white brilliance above your head, and you can allow this globe to become larger and brighter. And as the light grows, you can become aware of the crown of your head and feel the pure white light of cosmic consciousness entering the crown of your head so that your whole head begins to glow as the energy of cosmic consciousness moves into your body. And as the light flows into your body, you can allow yourself to flow upward into the light of this globe. And as you experience this, you can be aware that in your inner temple, you are at the true equilibrium of forces. You are connected to the foundation and the source of your power, and you can experience yourself balanced by the elements on all sides, at one with the forces of the universe. And you may know that although you walk amidst the darkness of matter in your life, the light of spirit is animating you always from within and above. And you may now move peacefully forward to a time in the future when you will have troubles and tribulations, whether in your relationships with people or financial troubles or personal confusion. And as you really start to connect with these troubles, and fully experience the difficulties that everyone faces in life, you may realize that these troubles are opportunities to display your strength, your character, and the force of your will to overcome obstacles. And that these troubles will offer new learning experiences, and that everyone who has ever accomplished anything in life has experienced failure and opposition over and over again. And that the greater the obstacles and the trials, the greater the triumph and the glory that is experienced in the long run. So from now on, you will look forward to struggles and challenges, because you know that only through them will you experience success. And you may now peacefully move forward to a time in the future when you will have great success and victories, whether in wonderful relationships with people, success in your career, or great financial abundance. And as you really start to connect with your triumphant experiences, you can fully experience the joy of success. But you must realize that it is still important for you to maintain your humility, because although you may have accomplished much, there are always those who have accomplished more. And you will avoid looking down upon those who have accomplished less, because you are unaware of the full circumstances of their lives. Your greatest strength is in your humility. Too much pride is the undoing of all great people. You may be humble to yourself because your own weaknesses will be powerless to harm you if you lack self-importance. And you may be fearless before all, because courage is the first of all virtues. And you may now peacefully move forward to another time in the future, and you can experience yourself respecting your body, eating appropriately, and moderating your behavior to keep yourself healthy and strong. And you can experience yourself maintaining your mental equilibrium, your passions, your emotions, and your beliefs are under your control. And you can move peacefully forward to another time in the future. And you can experience yourself doing good to others just because it feels good to do good. And this is the only reason to do it. But you are maintaining a balance between mercy and severity to avoid either weakness or oppression. You are acting passionately, thinking rationally, and most importantly, being yourself. And you will always remember that this earth is just an atom in the universe, and that you are just an atom on the earth. And that even if you became the god or the king of this earth which you are on, even then, you would just be an atom and one amongst many. But you should nevertheless have the greatest self-respect, always seeking to increase your knowledge and your connection to cosmic consciousness, with which you are ultimately one and indivisible. And you can move forward peacefully to another time in the future and experience yourself creating your own future by controlling your thoughts, admitting only thoughts that are in harmony with the experiences that you really want. And you are refusing thoughts that lead you away from your goals. And you will fix your thoughts upon your goals and within your inner temple, balanced in the equilibrium of forces, in the center of the cross of elements. And you will have the power to create anything that you desire. And you may return to your inner temple, experiencing yourself at the center of the elements. And from now on, you will be able to be prompt and active as the spirits of the air, but you will avoid frivolity and caprice. And you will be able to be energetic and strong like the spirits of fire, but you will avoid irritability and ferocity. You will be able to be flexible and attentive to images like the spirits of water, but you will avoid idleness and changeability. And you will be laborious and patient like the spirits of earth, but avoid grossness and avarice, and you will develop the powers of your soul and fit yourself to command the spirits of the elements. And you know well that with negative or destructive desires, you only attract weakness, not strength. And in that case, weakness has power over you. And you will respect the spiritual beliefs of all, for each name of God is but a veil over the same truth. And I would like you to look up at that shining globe of white radiance above your head and experience the radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder. And it sends a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe, like a golden sun, begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart. And it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger, until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And now look to the yellow air wall of your inner temple, and project a pentagram at it, imagining that the wall is glowing more brightly and distinctly, and say, knowledge. And look to the red firewall of your inner temple, and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, will. And look to the blue water wall of your inner temple, and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, daring. And look to the black earth wall of your inner temple, and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, silence. And again, face the yellow wall of your inner temple, extending your imaginary arms in the form of a cross, saying, before me, intelligence. Behind me, understanding. To my right, creation. To my left, manifestation. Seeing your four elemental guardians appearing in their proper places. And allow them to fade from view, knowing that they are still protecting and empowering you. And I would like you to look up once again at that shining globe of white radiance above your head and experience the radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet, and another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, growing and glowing brightly in your heart, becoming more and more bright. And it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And turn now to the western wall of your inner temple and travel back through the doorway, returning to normal body consciousness as I count from 1 to 5. 1, getting in touch with your body and your breathing. 2, becoming focused and clear. 3, knowing that your success with the new hermetics is assured. 4, starting to wiggle your fingers and your toes. And 5, fully alert, relaxed, refreshed, and clear. Please open your workbooks now to complete your work. This is the end of this program. Please fast forward the tape to the end to properly cue up the next side.